This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, what do you think the split is with the Shador Sanders fans? Shador first fan.
Should I just open up the phones? 216-474-0092. What would you do? Or would you be open to him playing? Would you be upset? What would you do? Because I've said, I go, they will turn the TV off. They will not come.
And obviously,
there will
your
be people
season,
come to the Browns games, but they're not so going to.
I will say this. Isn't your season obviously in disarray
clearly.
If Watson were to play?
Yes.
So would there be any curiosity? Be like, all right, well, we saw this group with Flacco. Let's say he got injured. I'm just coming up with a formula. Or maybe it was four games and out. Okay, then they went to Dylan Gabriel. And maybe let's just say that his body, he just couldn't take the contact. And then he's out. All right, Shador tries it. Let's just say not ready still. Maybe he needed to sit out the whole year.
I don't say that.
And
come
then they're
on.
Like, all right, well, I'm just giving you a crazy scenario. And their record could, maybe they're sitting on one win. Or something at that point. Okay. And they're like, well, Deshaun's getting paid. He's ready to go. The players' union's going to have a problem if we don't put him out there. Or whatever. I don't know. I'm just coming up with a ridiculous formula. And then he goes out there and plays, or we know he's going to play. Are fans going to be like, well, okay, I'm just not watching this? Probably. Mm-hmm. I think a lot would. But wouldn't there also be a morbid curiosity? All right, we've seen three guys, and then Kevin Stefanski,
Remember,
his reputation's on the line at some point.
I don't. I think that there's a curiosity about Shador and certainly Dylan Gabriel. Certainly Shador and Dylan Gabriel. And Joe Flacco, I don't think there is for Deshaun Watson. Anthony, you know it and I know it. We know by the interest in the shows over these last 3 years. I mean, call it what it is. You guys don't want to see him. When things had a chance to look okay, there was like a little flicker of people who kind of wanted to get in on it. When the wheels came off, no. You don't like talking about them. You don't care for them.
Kenny, I also know how
there's no other
fans
way I can say
be. How it can just take a couple of first downs.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
A couple of scoring drives.
They're all fickle, and they're all going to say,
couple of scrambles.
We ain't going to get fooled again. They're going to talk themselves into, and probably rightfully so, they're going to talk themselves into all those quarterbacks I talked about. They're already getting ready for Cade Klubnik versus Garrett Nussmeier.
Well,
they're already
Deshaun
getting ready for Jualler versus
you said,
Julian Sain, even though Julian Sain ain't coming out. But you get what I'm pointing at.
You
That's
said
what they're
fooled
getting ready for.
Again. Who's he fooled? He didn't even have half a football against Baltimore.
They're not going to go, well, he counts it so much against the cap if we let him go. We can't let him go. They're not going to do that. They're going to go, that's your guys' fault, not ours. They don't want to see him again. And frankly, I don't think it's my own personal opinion. He don't want to be here. The only reason he wants to be here this year is so maybe he gets the chance to put something on tape to show somebody else so he can continue to get his guaranteed money. Stop looking at the YouTube chat. And then he can go ahead and he can collect his money and play somewhere else and then stick it to all of us that he still has it or whatever. He don't want to be here. And the fans don't want him out there. Shedeur Sanders every day, all day, well, every single possible way before him. Same with Dylan, same with Joe. Call Kenny Pickett back. Somebody wrote P.J. Walker, sign him.
Oh, yes.
They'd rather see Tyler Huntley come back. But the Browns, we have to always be careful in certain senses. The Browns have to be really careful because there is a players union here, and you can't just deny him the right to be with the team. You can't do the play now thing and say that you're not welcome in the building. He has the right to be there. Go ahead and give him the right to be there. That's fine. And I don't think, by the way, I don't think he's sitting there wringing his hands like an evil villain and putting in bad ideas for Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. I don't think that because I know that there has definitely got to be language in that contract about being able to get out of that contract due to player conduct or due to actions detrimental to the team. He knows that. So what he's going to do, he's going to be at every single thing he's supposed to
be
at.
That's what
I wondered. He's going to be a good teammate. He's going to go through that. He's going to be a good teammate and be a good guy with this football team until the bitter end, and that's the way it's going to be. And on the Browns' end of things, they're going to say good things about him, and they're going to say how hard he's working, and maybe they will put him out there on the field. Maybe they're going to do it. But I don't think they're going to do it.
Like, is he going to be in quarterback meetings? Is he going to be out there trying to answer questions for the young rookies and work with them? Like, what is this going to look like?
He's going to do everything he can to look like he should be a guy that's picked up by another team in 2026. How old is he? Is he 30? Is he 30?
He's got to be right around, right?
He might still be 29.
He's 29.
He's 29 years old. When's he turn 30, Mitch?
On September 14th.
So, okay, so he turns 30. He turns 30 this season, right? Next month. So he turns 30 in less than a month. He's 30 years old. He'll be 31 years old. I mean, the way he's looking at it, he probably still thinks he has 10 years left to go in this league if he really wants it. But if he knows, if he goes out there and he shows his ass and acts like a goof, then he doesn't get his money because they can try to avoid that. And then he ain't going to get picked up by anybody else because they ain't going to want the problems. So he can go and do all the right things, and then we can split this because I don't care about his money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Money. It ain't my money. And the Browns, hey, you got money falling out of your pockets. Pay them. You took the hit. It's the way it went. It's a bad chapter in the history. We try to move forward. That's the way this goes. That's the best case. I thought last year at the like in January and stuff when he got hurt again, I go, okay, this is injury settlement time. This is all. And hey, they may be. You may get to after the first month of the season, they go, you know, it's not going the way we thought it was going to go, and we're going to have to put him on IR, and then that's going to be the end of it. Okay, but at the same point, he's going to think, you know what, I don't want my career to end like this, and he may not be agreeable to something like that. So there might be second opinions and all the other stuff that gets into it. Now, that's all pure speculation. But I know, hey, man, what the Browns may want and what he may want is going to be different from the fans because I don't think this poll is going to change anytime soon.
No,
I think it's going to be so drastically against him playing.
Well, and if any of these guys actually play well, it'll just get to 100%.
Oh, well, if any of these guys play well, you ain't got to worry about it. Because then you could absolutely look everybody dead in the eye and go, Dylan Gabriel, Shador, Joe Flacco, et cetera, give us a better chance to win than we believe the quarterback coming back with the injury. We are working because if you're Kevin Stefanski, say, God forbid, you're 9-whatever and Joe Flacco goes down in a fantasy here. Say you have a good record and Joe goes down and Deshaun's an active quarterback now. And you can go, we have a system here. These guys have learned this system. It's a different system than what Deshaun's been running over the last couple of years. We feel more comfortable right now. Because if I was sitting there talking about talent, who do I think is the more naturally talented quarterback? Is it Shador Sanders or is it Dylan Gabriel? Answer that.
Yeah, I thought Shador.
Okay, so who's the more naturally talented quarterback out of the three? Is it Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, or Deshaun Watson?
You know me.
You're going to say Deshaun Watson.
I thought Deshaun was top five quarterback at one point.
And you know what? I have to agree with you and say Deshaun Watson.
He's looked like a bottom five
quarterback. That's not what I want to say. It's what I have to say because it's the truth, Tone. So you know what I say then to that if I'm Kevin Stefanski? He may be the more talented. Is he the most ready to help us win? Because that's the same damn argument I gave everybody when it came to Deshaun Kizer. He may be the most talented quarterback in that room. He ain't the most ready to win, and he sure as hell wasn't. Now, there were other factors there, but he wasn't the most ready to win. And you could look at it and go, Dylan Gabriel has practiced with this team. He's got the reps now. We are ready to go with Dylan. He knows the offensive system. We can't go change around our offense. It's irresponsible to the rest of our football team. We're going to roll with Dylan. We're going to see where it's going to go. And then if Dylan goes out there and flops, you got another set of questions you have to answer there, but you can at least stave it off for a little while. Because, again, you do have veterans that you have to answer to, and if Dylan's out there and he looks like he does not know what he's doing and he's afraid, well, then you're going to have guys going, hey, get this out of here. Come on. We wanted to make the playoffs. Let's go. It ain't going to be perfect, but that's the way you can see it. But everybody's got to be nice to each other here. Everybody's got to be kumbaya between the Browns and him. He wants his money. He's got to be nice. They don't want to have to pay the fiddler on that because, remember, he has the most powerful agent in the NFL. And if they don't want to be beholden to that with other clients that he has, because again, he's the most powerful agent in the NFL, everybody's got to be nice.
They're all playing the game.
216-474-0092. Greg and Kent, you're next up on the Fan.
Anthony, Ken, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Greg. Not much. Go right on ahead. Got Phil Steele at 920.
If we go off the rails, say we're 1-9. All right. I'm all about putting Deshaun in.
Ooh.
I hope he rips off. He's going to come in and just rip off a bunch of wins, win out the season, and then we can just trade his ass. Trade him, get whatever we can get that contract out of here, and then we can start a rebuild. That's what if we're at 1-9, that's what I hope happens. Thank you, guys.
You know, Greg, that's a hell of a thing because if he goes out there and he plays that well for this football team and they finish with a decent enough record – would even I kick around keeping him around?
Ooh.
I got Myles Garrett. I got Denzel. I got veterans on that team. Am I ready for a complete rebuild? Of course, when am I going to see a draft class like this again with rookies? Dave and Akron, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Dave. Go right on ahead.
So, honestly, if the season ends up tanking, and let's pretend that our offensive line is like paper thin, if it's like a game of attrition and we're putting out rookies that just kind of get banged up versus Deshaun Watson and he just takes hits every day, make him earn his money. That's the only reason I'd like to see him is if we're going to end up hurting Shador or hurting Dylan Gabriel, put him out there, earn the money. That's how I feel about it.
Thanks. You know, Dave, that's a hell of a thought, but I don't want to look at it that way because I say a hell of a thought because it's an interesting thought, not because I want it that way because I don't want to use the guy as a tackling dummy. I don't want to use any of the quarterbacks as a tackling dummy. When I put Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders out there, I want to see what they got. I want to see if I can keep them around. I want to see if they can compete for the job next year or compete for the job down the line, or I can turn them into a tradable commodity down the line. I mean, good God, if you do take Shador Sanders and turn him into a fourth-round pick, okay, that's a win. If I take Dylan Gabriel and I turn him into any modicum of a pick, considering I think he was overdrafted, I think that was a win. I think Dylan Gabriel could probably have a 7 or 8 year career as a backup in this league, probably because Colt McCoy. If I could turn them, that might be maybe not a win, but something that's better for it. I mean, I can use the quarterbacks as currency. As Andrew Berry has said before, quarterbacks are currency in this league. But I would rather put them out there. I don't want to put them out there just because, well, they're going to get beat up and that's going to be the end of it. I don't wish that on anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.